like to add something. I built a tent in the living room with fabric to still have kind of my own room, since it's a living room. Legal affordable housing, most difficult. No comment. How some people get to pay 200 per month while the others are struggling to find something for 600 is for me incomprehensible. Living abroad and not being able to relax in your home is really tough, and also the reason I would leave the country after graduation. The government cannot fix a problem that it created. The whole registration, high prices, difficulties in building new living spaces is a form of segregation. The high taxes are made for rich people to pay, and the rich people don't want foreigners walking around and using their Dutch services. Get rich or die trying. My actual rent is not that expensive, but my boyfriend and I have to add 115 euros each every month to pay the bus from Haarlem to go to school. In total, we spend 1,430 euros monthly. We could save 230 euros if we were able to find a room in Amsterdam, which we are not, because it is almost never possible. I think it is now even illegal to register as two people in one room. I think the registration issue is super bad. It's not fair that people discriminate against you if you are a student. It is also not fair how people with agents get priorities to housing offers. I live together with my partner and he is the owner of our home. I got lucky. Landlords are criminals. I live in a studio for one, 30 square meters, with my boyfriend. Everything is so expensive and it took a toll on my mental health. I'm on exchange here, so I have only lived here for a couple of weeks. I may continue my studies. If so, I will have to find another place to live. I am not happy with my living situation, but I don't have enough time to search and not enough income to rent something. I should maybe mention that the reason our rent is only 550 is because me and my girlfriend share our room, the size of which is ample for both of us, but we're actually not completely sure about how legal this construction is. We've read some worrying things about the changing laws, as well as some laws that have apparently existed for years that seem to make our rental agreement illegal. We've asked our landlord, because according to the text, the fine would be made out to him, but he didn't seem to care at all. We don't think the municipality will come crack down on us, but it's all very vague. I don't have that much money even to pay for website fees to search for a room, or write my name in waiting lists. That leaves me with the only option of searching for a room on Facebook, where there's a lot of competition with others, or ask mouth to mouth if someone knows a room is available. By now I have been staying for 5 months on my brother's couch. I guess Amsterdam is not the worst city, but this condition is fucked up. I can't understand the registration service. I really hope for younger students things will change. I've been lucky enough to buy a place for a reasonable price 8 years ago. Wouldn't have been an option nowadays. I have a secret cat. Amsterdam is so expensive for me and my boyfriend. Also, rooms are very small, so Eindhoven is fine just for now. If it would be cheaper, I would move. Kraken leeft. I got extremely lucky with the places I got offered, that I was recommended by friends. had to live with an older lady who would not allow friends over or making food that smells too strong. As a Dutch student who was lucky enough to have a mom sign me up for the waiting list for student housing in Amsterdam when I turned 18, I did not have a lot of trouble getting a place. I could also be selective because I could stay in my parental house, 45 to 60 minutes traveling to the academy, until I found a place that I liked. However, I know a lot of people at school that had a lot of trouble with finding a place. I feel like I'm one of the few lucky individuals who didn't. Feels like a lack of student housing and support. If you can't house me, at least help me. Housing agencies move the goalposts all the time. I'm one of the lucky few who hasn't had problems with housing. That doesn't take away the fact that it becomes more and more impossible to live in Amsterdam as a lower income student. Done with the survey. Maybe you'd like to add something besides all the questions we've addressed to you.